Significance of the 15th Eve of Blessed Sha'ban. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, dear listeners, and as you know, we are nearing the middle of the blessed month of Sha'ban, whose observances we presented you a fortnight ago. Today we are on the threshold of the auspicious 15th of the month that is attributed to Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Let us present you in brief the observances of this night of Sha'ban, especially in view of the eve of the blessed birth anniversary of the 12th and last infallible Imam, the eagerly awaited Mahdi al-Qa'im, peace upon him, who will reappear in the end times to fill the earth with peace, prosperity and justice by cleansing it of all vestiges of oppression and corruption. Please stay tuned. This is a most auspicious night. In a report from the Prophet's 16th infallible heir, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, who says that when his father, Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace upon him, was asked about the excellence of the night of 15th of Sha'ban, he replied, "It is the best of nights after the night of Qadr that occurs in late Ramadan. During it, God Almighty confers His grace on His servants and forgives them out of His favor and munificence. Therefore, try earnestly to obtain nearness to God during the course of this night. Indeed, it is a night wherein God has sworn by His sacred being not to turn away empty-handed any supplicant from His door, unless he requests something sinful. It is a night which God Almighty has appointed for us, the progeny of the Prophet, in the same way that He appointed the night of Qadr for our Prophet. Therefore, apply yourself to celebrating His praise and supplicating Him on this night." Among the blessed events pertaining to this auspicious night is the birth of the Master of the Age and the Imam of the Era. May our spirits be sacrificed for him. At dawn in the year 255, corresponding to 869 AD of the Gregorian calendar, this auspicious event occurred in the city of Samarra in Iraq, which has enhanced the excellence of this auspicious night. There are several observances pertaining to this night. First, one should perform a bath, an act which leads to remission of sins. Second, observing the night's vigil while engaging in prayer, supplication, and istighfar, or seeking forgiveness from the Lord Most High, as was the practice of the Prophet's fourth infallible successor, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace upon him. It is stated in a hadith that whoever keeps vigil during this night, his heart shall not die on the day when the hearts die. The third highly recommended act on this night is the performance of the ziyarat, or standard form of salutation to the martyr of Karbala, the Prophet's younger grandson, Imam Hussein, peace upon him. This is the most meritorious of observances pertaining to this night and an effective means for forgiveness of sins. It has been said that whoever wishes to shake hands with the spirits of the 124,000 prophets should perform the ziyarat of that imam on this night in Karbala. The least one can do in performing this observance is to ascend to the roof of one's house, and from there, after casting a glance to the right and the left, raise his head toward the sky and greet the imam with the following words. O Abu Abdullah, peace upon you. Peace upon you, and may Allah's mercy and His blessings be upon you. It is hoped that whoever greets the immortal martyr of Karbala in this manner, at whatever time, and regardless of his location, there shall be written for him or her the reward of a Hajj pilgrimage and an Umrah. The famous scholar Sheikh Taifa Tusi, who flourished 1,000 years ago, has reported on the authority of Ismail al-Fazl al-Hashimi, who says that he was taught by Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, a special supplication to be recited on the night of the 15th of Sha'ban, which we present you here. O Allah, you are the living one, the All-Sustainer, the All-Exalted, the All-Great, the All-Creator, the All-Provider, the Giver of Life and the Causer of Death, the Beginner and the Originator. To you belong all glory, grace and praise, and to you belong all favors, generosity, munificence, command, majesty and thanks. You are one and have no partner, O single, O one, O all-embracing. O you who neither beget nor were begotten, nor have you all any equal. Bless Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad, and forgive me and have mercy upon me. Suffice me concerning that which is of concern to me. Pay my debts and expand my, your provision, for you resolve every vital matter on this night and provide any of your creatures that you wish. So provide me as you are the best of providers. Indeed, you have said, and you are the best of speakers. Ask Allah for His grace. So I beseech you for your grace, having turned toward you, putting my reliance on the son of your prophet, I pin my hopes in you. So have mercy on me, O most merciful of the merciful. Here is another supplication for this night, quoted from Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, which could also be recited at all times of the year in view of its benefits. O Allah, grant us a share of your fear that may serve as a barrier between us and disobedience to you. Grant us a share of your obedience that will enable us to attain your approval. Grant us a share of certainty that may enable us to bear with ease the afflictions of this world. O Allah, grant us to enjoy the benefit of hearing, sight, and strength as long as you keep us alive. Appoint him our heir and avenge our blood against those who wrong us. Help us against those who are hostile to us, and do not let our afflictions be those that affect our religion. Do not make mundane concerns our biggest worry, and the sum and substance of our knowledge. Do not impose on us someone who will show us no pity, by your mercy, or most merciful of the merciful. Among the other observances of the blessed night of Mid-Sha'ban are the special salawat, or sending of blessings on the Prophet and his infallible progeny. It is narrated from the Prophet's fourth infallible heir, Imam Zainul Abidin, and is recited daily in this month at a time of noon. It is also highly recommended to recite on this night Dua Kumail, the famous supplication taught by the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, to his disciple, Kumail ibn Ziyad, which is indeed an eloquently moving petition in the Divine Court that opens the doors of mercy for the supplicants. Sheikh Tusi has cited a report in the book Misbahul Mutahajjid about the excellence of the 15th night of Sha'ban, transmitted by Abu Yahya, who says, I asked my master Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, about the best supplication for this night. He replied, after offering the Isha prayer, perform two rak'ats with Surah Hamd and Surah Kafirun in the first, and Hamd and Surah Tawheed in the second. After Salam, say Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. Then recite this supplication. O you who are the refuge of your servants in exigencies and with whom the creatures take shelter in misfortunes, O knower of all that is open and hidden, O you from whom are not hidden the thoughts that pass in the minds and their unrestrained ideas, O Lord of the creatures and the earth's denizens, O you in whose hand is the dominion of all the heavens and the earth, you are Allah, there is no God besides you, and I turn to you, for there is no God besides you. O you besides whom there is no God, appoint me this night among those at whom you look and have mercy on them. Listen to their supplications and answer them, and knowing their failings, you forgive them and overlook their past errors and major offenses. For with you do I seek refuge from my sins, and with you do I take shelter for covering my defects. O Allah, be generous to me out of your magnanimity and relieve me of my misdeeds with your forbearance and pardon. Enfold me this night in your abounding magnanimity, and appoint me therein among your protege, whom you have chosen for your obedience and elected for your worship, making them your dedicated servants and elect. O Allah, appoint me to be among those whose efforts prosper, whose share of good deed is plentiful, and appoint me among the blameless and the blessed, the triumphant and felicitous. Save me from the evil of my past conduct, and preserve me from advancing in deeds of disobedience to you. Endear me to your obedience, and what brings me near to you and enables me to draw close to you, my master. Those who flee take refuge in you, and those who are seekers entreat you, and those who repent from their sins trust your magnanimity. You have educated your servants by honoring them, and you are the most munificent of the munificent. You have commanded your servants to pardon, and you are the all-forgiving and the all-merciful. O Allah, do not deprive me of my hope in your magnanimity. Do not disappoint my hope in your abounding blessings. Do not disappoint me from your generous dispensations in this night meant for those who obey you, and shield me from the evil ones from amongst your creatures. My Lord, if I am not worthy of that, you are surely magnanimous and worthy to pardon and forgive. Be generous to me by virtue of that which is worthy of you, not for reason of what I deserve. I certainly have a good opinion of you, a convinced hope in you, and my soul clings to your magnanimity. For indeed you are the most merciful of the merciful and the most munificent of the munificent. O Allah, assign to me a handsome share of your munificence. I seek protection in your pardon from your punishment. Forgive me the sins that make me wretched and tighten my provision so that I may be enabled to earn the best of your approval, be blessed with the plenty of your gifts, and prosper with your abounding blessings. For indeed, I have taken refuge in your sanctuary, presented myself for your munificence, sought protection in your pardon from your punishment, and in your forbearance from your wrath. So grant me generously what I have asked you, and give me what I have requested. I beseech you by you, and there is nothing greater than you. Then bow down in prostration and say, Ya Rab, 20 times. Ya Allah, 7 times. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, 7 times. MashaAllah, 10 times. And la quwwata illa billah, 10 times. Then invoke salawat, or blessings on Prophet Muhammad and his progeny. Then make your petition. By God, should you make petitions as numerous as the drops of rain, God Almighty and Glorious will answer them by virtue of this observance out of His boundless grace and munificence. Do pray for us, dear listeners, especially for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi and establishment of the global government of peace and justice.